Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And excuse my voice today. I think that what's going on is traveling from state to state is showing up in this voice of mine. I did receive a call just a short time ago inquiring about the show, and in that conversation, it was another exciting time to just let you know that we appreciate all of you very, very much. The listeners are what have made Mind Your Body and Spirit a possibility through these 25 years, and every show has so many wonderful things to share with you. People have expressed that they appreciate the not only the information itself, but the people behind that information and the connections that have been able to be made for such a very long time. And really, for us as Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show, it's something that is close to our heart because we actually started this 25 years ago. And I should say that it found us, meaning my business partner, Tom Katowski, and I. So again, welcome to Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Carnicelli Minor. And for any questions that you have, since this is listen only, please feel free to call after the show on, of course, the numbers that our guest would give you to contact them directly. And also to reach Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show, our healthy referral newspaper, and anything else that you may hear in between what the guest is sharing today. You can call us at 216-533-2273. Again, that's 216-533-2273. Our web address, for those of you who would like to learn a little bit more about what we are about, it is www.healthyreferral.com, and we spell referral, R-E-F-E-R-R-A-L.com. And I do have to say, it's not because we think you don't know how to spell, but we have so many people who try to get to our website, and when we ask them what they're putting in, they usually use, you know, two F's or one R or something like that. So just know that that's the only reason we spell our website out. We would love to hear from you with any ideas, questions, thoughts that you have, not just about the radio show, but anything that might be on your mind. We are about ready to go to print with our next upcoming edition of the Healthy Referral newspaper, which, as many of you know, if you've listened to the show in the past, we have been publishing a full-size newspaper, and in fact, our guest today is in this upcoming issue that we're excited about. It is a full-size newspaper dedicated totally to preventive and natural health, personal growth, and positive news. You heard me mention that we started 25 years ago. Actually, it was 1989. And you know that saying about don't blink, because all of a sudden it's, it's 25 years later. Okay, I'm just going to tell you just a little bit here, and then I'm going to bring Don Tolman in. You know, we've known Don for a very long time. And there, this show, yes, it's going to be relatively short, but we're going to cover a lot of information. And we're excited about you joining us for this interview with, actually, there's a name that many called on, and that's Cowboy Don Tolman, and to have the opportunity to learn more about what he calls, and this is just one of the topics that we'll be covering, it's actually called Base Camp for Health. He will be sharing the numerous pieces of knowledge that make up the Base Camp for Health program. Things like remembering the forgotten alchemy of nature and how it relates to our health and vitality, why knowledge is our greatest insurance from falling into the canyon of scientific ignorance, another, anatomy, Epicurus, and the top 13 foods that heal and regenerate. And again, the list goes on, and I know he also sent me some additional information that I want to go ahead and mention, which is learn to climb Mount Majestic to the highest summit of health, acclimate to the things that are true, truer and truest. And there are several other pieces to that as well. So I'm going to just go ahead and bring Don in. I have to open his mic here and hope everything is going to work out right here. Hello, Don. Are you there?
I'm here, Marcia. How are you?
Hey, we did it.
Yeah.
We did it. And you heard my voice in the beginning. I thought, oh, no, I think it's all this moving around from state to state. My voice and body doesn't know what to do. Anyway, Don, would you be so kind to give a little bit of information about yourself?
Yeah, for about the last, 50 years publicly, I've been very involved in speaking to the public and even at medical symposiums and, you know, doing television, radio, writing articles, doing all kinds of stuff, and just helping people to wake up to grassroots, peaceful revolutions that are coming. And it's been such a thrill to me to see them actually hit a mass of energy that they're actually here now. I used to feel like I was just a lone wolf barking in the wind. And the three revolutions I would always talk about was, number one, the self-care revolution. People learning to understand where health actually comes from, and it's the autogenic self-healing system of their own bodies, that when you support the physics of nature, then health returns, lost function restores. And so the self-care revolution, and then I would also talk about why we need to get back to self-education. And it is so critical that young children find out what they're interested in and then be able to join with groups of people that have the same interests. And if you're new to a group like that, in the past they were the apprentice. Those that had been there a while, they were journeyers. Those that had been there a long time, they were the master crafters. And the master crafters knew that it was the questioning and the creativity and the imagination of the apprentices coming in that would take everything that they knew and what they were about to the next level. And then I also talked about the necessary peaceful revolution of getting back to understanding sovereignty and an individual's rights. And so anyway, but for the last, probably 5-6 years, I've been really deeply involved in getting the message out in multiple countries around the world about self-care and learning to become your own doctor. And my whole life, I've never been to a doctor. I've never had the flu. I'm an old guy now, and I have no aches or pains. I don't get sick. And I know it's because of just understanding and embracing the principles of health that were taught by the healers clear up until the different times in history when they were murdered by the pharmakia. Pharmakia means poison, and pharmaceutical means poison makers, and they've pretty much taken over through academic indoctrination in public schools and social media, the sales pitch of poisons and even unnecessary surgeries and all that kind of stuff. But I don't mean to take so long, but that's what I'm about. And back to you.
Well, it's, you know, I could have gone down those things that you just said about yourself, but I, and much, much more, but I always find that, you know, it means a lot more when the person themselves shares, you know, their about history, because it's so close to their hearts and everything that you've been doing. And when we first met you years ago, one of the things that stood out for many of us at that time was something that we really hadn't heard about before. And I know I want to somewhat stay on track here. We'll see how we do through this short time. what it was this whole idea of signatures. And I am figuring that you realize how much those, or that actually meant to people when people were hearing it for the first time. And I just know that, wow, what an impact it made on many of us and the people that were with us at that time. And it was something that stayed and actually expanded and grew as far as the interest went. And finding ourselves bringing up this whole idea of signatures, and what a novel idea that, you know, what I really loved was the avocado one. Because you look at an avocado and it's shaped like that, pear-shaped, and inside it has a huge pit. And what I always loved about this, too, is that from the moment that it starts to grow from the seed to the time that it's able to actually be eaten is 9 months. And the nutrient content of that avocado is extremely, I mean, good for many things, but extremely good for the reproductive system. And, you know, as a woman, I'm going, this is so cool. This is like so cool. And then the tomato, you slice it down the center and you see all these chambers, and, you know, the nutrient content is extremely good for circulation, the heart, it looks like the heart. The other wonderful one, Dawn, was out of many, but it was always a good one that we found ourselves talking about, is the walnut. You know, you take and you look at the walnut, and it has that hard cranial shell on the outside, and it's convoluted, and you crack it open. And I always would jokingly say, crack it open, and I say, crack open the nut, not your skull. And crack open the nut, and what do you see inside? You see these two chambers. It's the whole, it looks exactly like the brain. And, of course, you know, all the conversation about, you know, nuts being really great for memory in the brain and many other things. So I think you probably realize how magnificent that one particular thing out of so much of what you communicate, how much of an impact that really has had.
Yeah, it has been the most moving thing for me, because it was such a passion at such an early age when I came across in ancient and arcane collections the writings of what the ancient healers, who knew that foods was our medicine, not poisons, foods. And they looked at the signum natura, or the signs of nature. And the last person to ever teach it in a public kind of a way was back in the 1600s, and his name was Bohm. And it hadn't been around. And so I was so thrilled to literally be the guy that brought it all back, got it out to the public, shared with people the body systems, and the ancient wisdom was a thing like unto itself is drawn. And so looking at the geometries and the patterns of foods, just like you were saying, a walnut has a hard shell, just like the cranial cap. It looks just exactly like the brain. It's got the upper, you know, spheres and the lower cerebellum. It's got the left and right hemispheres. And now they even openly admit in their own medical studies that are published, walnuts are good for the brain. There's a part of the brain called the amygdala, which means almonds, and that part of the brain looks just like almonds. And now they know, yep, almonds targets that part. And just like you were saying, the avocado looks like a womb in a cervix with one swollen seed, just like a woman who's pregnant, you know.
Yeah.
The tomato, a tomato's red and has four chambers. The heart's red and has four chambers. You know, red bell peppers, you know, you look at all of these different things, just like carrots. I mean, everybody's heard that carrots are good for the eyes, but how did the ancients learn that? And it's because when you slice a carrot, it looks like it has a pupil and an iris and radiating lines. It looks just like a human eyeball. And so now they realize if you eat two good-sized carrots, in the evening when the sun is going down, because that's typically when the sky turns orange. And they understood that there was a relationship in solar and lunar energy waves, that when you eat certain colors of food, certain textures, certain smells, and the patterns that are shaped like the organs, you get the highest nutritional uptake. And it's been interesting because at even some of the medical schools that I've lectured at, they've actually studied this kind of stuff with new technologies in spectral analysis and all other kinds of things, and they're realizing, oh my gosh, all of this is right on the money. You know, anything that comes in the shape of the head, like cabbage or broccoli or cauliflower and things like that, it's good for your head. And so they just looked at it and they've studied it. It's just amazing. Like celery, it looks like a bone. It snaps like a bone. It has 21% phytolytic sodium, which is what the bones have to have in store, because then it can ionize it into calcium. And it's one of the foods that helps you to have strong bones and get rid of, you know, joint pains and everything else. So I just love all of it. And it's such a thrill to be the one to bring that back. And I love how other people have jumped on it, getting it out there, barking it, talking about it. I'm thrilled.
Well, you know, there's that long time saying, regardless of how someone believes spiritually, because this is not about a particular religion, it is about that we are made according to nature. And the saying that I have always connected with, Don, has been, let food be thy medicine and medicine thy food. And I have added to that when I found myself saying it more years ago, I found myself tacking on, and I don't mean fast food. So I would say, you know, let food be thy medicine, medicine thy food, and I don't mean fast food. So all of it is very, very intriguing, and it just takes us back to that we are made according to nature. We are meant to live according to nature, and anything that we can do to implement nature within our lives is absolutely crucial. Today it's every time period has its pluses and minuses, and we certainly are walking through a lot of stuff. And you mentioned a few things earlier on, and of course, being in the middle of so much over 25 years plus, like we have also, listeners, what Don said about, you know, being your own doctor, and when he said, and again, I want to preface this show by saying we don't diagnose and treat, and no, you do what you feel is important for you. You have to do your own research, and you make your own decisions. But, you know, I don't relate to doctors either. It's not something I even think about going to. Now, I was in a car accident with my daughter years ago when she was only 8 years old, and I was very grateful for emergency medicine, which I am. But when it comes to actually taking care of yourself on a daily basis, things have gotten really, really out of balance. That person in the white coat across from you does not know any more about your own particular body, mind, and spirit than you do. And what people need to do, Don, in my opinion, and this is what I share pretty consistently, is to get back in touch with yourself. You know, people are operating so much outside of themselves that they have no idea who they are. Because if they did, they would realize that they don't have to take on disease. They don't have to take on pain. You know, there's reasons for all this stuff, both emotional and physical and spiritual. So anyway, I'm going to stop there. I know that we, you said a few things in the email, plus what I had up on the our blog talk site about today's show. So I thought we would just run through those several that you mentioned in your email today. And then I also had, as I mentioned, you know, talked about the brain holding the key to the emotional and physical well-being, plus with the other things that came with that. So to back up then with what you sent today, basically, I guess we, you know, you covered, you know, learning to climb Mount Majestic to the highest summit of health and acclimate to the things that are true, truer, and truest, which basically I'm thinking you're meaning, you know, what we just talked about, you know, getting back to who you really are and being your own physician and looking at nature. The three peaceful grassroots revolution you briefly mentioned also. And yeah, I'll just good little unthinking sheeple need to wake up and leave the herd mentality behind. And again, Don, you know, touched on that. Learning to be your own doctor, nature's complex, so that we do not have to be. And Don, that was another saying that really stuck years ago when we and people heard you the initial times, was that phrase right there as well, which is, you know, nature is complex so that we do not need to be, or that we don't have to be. Because, you know, you don't have to dissect a stalk of celery, you know. You just know, hey, the creator created this, and, you know, it's got to be good, and hopefully, you know, people either can grow their own foods, make sure that, you know, you're eating as much as possible foods that are not sprayed and genetically altered and all this stuff. It's a whole other, that could be a whole other show, but embracing the ancient healers, seven principles of health, healing, and restoration of bodily functions. Did you pretty much want to say more about that?
Well, yeah, it's kind of the basis and the foundation of the wisdom of the past that was handed down mouth to ear to the next generation. And then it's been taken, and it's no longer taught in public schools and things like that, like it used to be in groups that had the same kinds of interests. You know, they were all scholars in the ancient world. The word scholar, if you look up its etymology, it literally means anyone who observes out of interest. If you're interested in something, it activates all of your senses, not just the five senses, but even the sixth sense, the intuition, and the seventh, which they called the creata magis, or imagination. When you're looking at something and trying to figure something out because you're interested in it, that is everything. And just like Einstein used to lecture that imagination is more important than knowledge, because imagination always takes present knowledge to the next level. And I just loved all of that. But these scholars, these scholastic healers, they studied what are the principles of health and maintenance and even restoration. And they listed them in what they felt was the most critical in the order that it was laid out. Number one was breathing good, clean air. And air that is healthy is air that moves. That's why the breezes and the winds, it electrifies the air every 15 feet that it moves. And they've tested different machinery to see what they could put into offices and schools and buildings that's going to be the healthiest for people to breathe. And after getting funding for close to $15 million on the Big Island of Hawaii, the National Laboratory of Sciences, after going through testing machines that cost anywhere from $500 on up to $250,000, they finally found out the one machine that is better than any others in electrifying and purifying the air and creating the negative ions is a ceiling fan. No other machine even comes close. And a ceiling fan, all the blades get filthy and dirty, and if you clean them about every 3 to 4 weeks, then you're good to go. And the reason is the movement of those ions, which is a negative ion, picks up the positive particles of skin cells that have fallen off, animal dander, particles that have sublimated into the air that are and it attaches. And the only thing that can beat a ceiling fan, and they wrote it up and published it, is if you open your windows and doors, or get outside. So air is number one, and then clean water was number two. And when I say clean water, there is so much stuff going on, even in bottled spring waters and what they say is from the, oh, man, the stuff that they're doing. So just find a good source of good, clean water and make sure that you have that. Never drink municipal water supplies out of the faucet. Do not do that. And I won't go into the depth of that because I think more and more people are already aware of it. And then the third principle of health was sunshine. They knew that the sun wasn't in the sky to kill you through skin cancers and all. They knew that, you know. And, in fact, it's finally been exposed again and again that sunscreen is the second leading cause of skin cancers, you know.
Yep.
And if people look up banana boat sunscreen, you'll even see people were using it, they get out into the sun, and they burst into open flames and were on fire. And so they were, you know, fined, but it didn't change a heck of a lot. But anyway, the sun is healthy, and too many people in the modern world fall for all of the propaganda and crap about the sun being unhealthy. And so over time, they become mal-illuminated. They don't get into the sun enough.
And absolutely. So, you know, they're not getting what the sun offers and the vitamin D, D3, and, you know, cancer, more cancer prevalent, the whole thing. I know, it is so bass-ackwards.
Yeah, I love that, bass-ackwards. Yeah.
And, you know, think about the things that you put on your skin, listeners. What you put on your body is no different than what you put in your mouth. It goes right into every cell of your being. So what you're putting on your body, when you look at the labels, I remember when I was very young, oh, God, just, you know, really blessed that there was this consciousness. And I remember reading, looking at some labels, and, I'm thinking, God, what is in this stuff, you know, because I could hardly read any of it. And it brought up for me that, I don't think I want to use this stuff on my body. You know, for me, I love using anything that's, you know, in the kitchen that I consider good for me to eat, from, you know,
that's right,
avocados to coconut milk and, you know, on the body, in the body. If Dawn, I'll say this, if they depended on me to have kept them going, the industry going, all with all the, you know, makeup and this and that, they would have been broke a long time ago. Because, you know, I
like
count two fingers, you know, even the makeup, all the stuff that the women, you know, put on their face and on their eyes. And where do you think a lot of eye issues come from, you know, if you're using chemicals to on your eyes every single day? I mean, it's wild. But anyway, and as we always say, this 30 minutes of a show, you know, we keep it at this so that you can turn around and use it as a promo piece. And what we can do is to, set up several more so that we can actually continue to expand, because there's definitely much more that I wanted to cover, such as, you know, the Da Vincian principles of seven and your whole also Imagination Academy, there's that I told you I went through those DVDs in one night, and I didn't even go to bed. It was so powerful. Yeah. So, Dawn, how can people get in touch with you?
If they want to call, my team will answer it. And, you know, if there's different things that are needed, then I'll make sure that I get back and call back or email or do whatever. But our landline at our non-GMO organic facility that we have, and our offices are there too, And we make personal care. And you can eat all of it, but it's used for your skin. It's used to wash your hair. It's used to do all this different stuff. But that telephone number is 435-647-1602. Or they can go to the website. It's just Don Tolman, TOLMAN.com.
Hey, you want to give both of those one more time, just in case people were reaching for a pen or something?
Sure, I think that's great. Thanks. So the landline is 435-647-1602. And the website is simply dontolman.com, T-O-L-M-A-N, tolman.com.
And in closing, listeners, because we really do have to go ahead and end right now, but there's something else that you definitely want to check out when you go to Don's website and or call, however you do it, which is your volumes. And can you just give a line or two about those?
Yeah, I have a three-volume set. One of the sets is the first two volumes. I call them the pharmacist desk reference. But pharmacist, I came up with that, I don't know, 30, 40 years ago, and it's spelled F-A-R-M, pharmacist. Getting back to the gardens, getting back to the farm, getting back to nature. And the two volumes, the first volume is the wisdom and the nuggets of our ancestors from all kinds of different cultures, from different continents here on the earth that I had the opportunity to go in and study and even to live amongst a lot of these people that were off the grid who were not sick. They were long-lived. So that's volume one. Volume two is A to Z, apples to zucchinis, and hundreds of diseases and the simple protocols that people have used modern times as well as ancient times, and cleared everything on their own using whole plant foods as their medicines. And then volume three is kind of a synopsis of the body systems and the top 13 healing foods of each of those body systems. And you learn about anatomy and physiological function of all of the organs in a simple presented English form. And so it helps you so that no so-called expert can confuse you and create fear and doubts and push you into doing things that even your own gut says, no, I'm not doing that. It'll help you to honor the self-healing system. And then it's two books in one. You flip it over, and volume three on the other side is called Medicines and Pharmaceuticals. And it's out of their own published literature. And I've just listed the top 13 most dangerous drugs and behaviors you can get involved in that has already been exposed again and again, and most people don't even know about it, why you should not do it. And there's so much more I wanted to jump into here, but I would love for you to check these things out. We have it in hard form, hard copy books, and we also have it in digital. So thanks.
Okay, so listeners, when you do call or connect to the website, and you'll see, I'm sure, an email there on the website, I do want to make mention that those volumes that Don just shared with you, they are definitely something that every single person should have in their home. And not just have in your home, but use them, because, you know, things that we have are only as good as whether we use them or not. So, Don, thank you so much. And we will be in touch because, like I said, I'd like to go ahead and do, a few more parts of this. But meanwhile, I just wanted to do this 30 minutes, and it can be used in some different ways for yourself and everything you all are doing. So you have an awesome rest of the day. Please tell Tracy hi for me, and I'll be sending the finished link to you and to she so that you can use this however you would like.
Well, thank you so much, Marcia. You're a goddess to this age.
Well, thank you so much. It takes one to know one. Okay, Don, have a great one. We'll talk to you soon. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show. It is always, as I said in the beginning of the show, a joy to have you with us. You are what has Mind Your Body and Spirit be able to actually be happening. So thank you very much to you and your loved ones. And you can call us at 216-533-2273. Once again, it's 216-533-2273. Have an awesome weekend, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.